Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 29, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com, and we are doing our weekly New Earth support call. And as always, our main motive for coming here is we want to help with the fabulous new golden age arriving on Earth. And we show up here every week so we can lend our energetic support to that. And as always, 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 the divine thanks us with healings, upgrades, amazing divine bliss, and all that tends to come into the mix. Also, it's extremely common for the group of us to merge together in a higher level at a single spiritual consciousness. It's just good stuff. And of course, everything here is just as juicy, whether you're on the recording or on the live call. So either way, you are welcome here. Alrighty, so my requests, as always, on the front end are, I do request that this event usually lasts an hour or less, so it's not a huge amount of time, but we do ask that you do only this while you're here. Please do not multitask. Please give us your full attention. Please act as if you're right here in the room with me, because that's going to give you the best experience, and because each of us, our energy affects the entire field, and that isn't just the moment you're there. It affects the past and the future. Anyone who's on the live call, on the recordings afterward, you're affecting everybody with what you're doing. So just do your best. We don't expect you to be perfect and completely focused all the time, but please just do only this and do the best you can. And that way everyone will have a really awesome experience and the Earth will benefit more. And when I say the Earth, you know, the Earth is doing fine. It's us humans that need the help. So your fellow humans will benefit more by your focus. And if you need to leave the call early, that's okay, but I do request before you depart, just ask the allies to gently remove you from the field and they'll ease you out and you'll be able to go on with what else you need to do without disrupting the field of what we're doing. And this also applies if you're on the recording. It all is held in the Akashic records beyond time and space. So all the same thing. Okay, so that's all the prelude. And also thank you for being here. There's a lot of things you could be doing right now. The fact that you've chosen to give some of your time to this event, I'm very grateful for your presence. Thank you. All right, I invite you now to close your eyes. Just become aware of your entire body at once. If you feel the energetics in or around your body, feel that. You're just kind of getting your baseline for the start. Good. Okay, you just relax, rest at breath awareness or awareness of the energies, and I'm going to call directions and call in the allies. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Quichi. This is a note to you folks. Every being I'm about to call in, and always all beings I call in, are of high vibration, love, and light. They only want to serve for the highest good of all. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self, even though she's on the call. I call Amma the hugging saint. Ayahuasca. San Pedro. Magic mushroom. Grandfather Tobacco. Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan. Yeshua. Mother Mary. Mary Magdalene. Babaji. Saint Germain. Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, and Krishna, Shakti, and Kali, and Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma, our elemental allies. My benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu guardian angel, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Jeremy, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Thisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy, and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, nice juicy field. Let's do some embodied awakenings so we can be at our best to serve in the highest way possible. So as always, I'll explain it so that even a new person can follow. So embodied awakening means we're going to invoke our higher self to come merge with us in our physical body. The metaphor is like driving a car instead of your ego driving. The ego slides to the passenger seat and the divine drives. The ego must approve the continued driving. If at any point it doesn't like how the divine's driving, it can immediately slide back over, take the wheel. The divine must step out at that point. Ego's back in control. I need your ego to know that it's safe and there's no risk here. And the embodied awakening is instantly reversible if you prefer that. Can't imagine why you would, but it's important for your ego to know that. The benefits of embodied awakening are a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your head so much, you just know what to do through intuition, and there's a whole lot more bliss. So if you would like to experience all that, and also assurance you will only get as much of this as you can handle, your higher self will awaken you to the degree that your physical body and psyche can handle, so you can relax and fully open to whatever comes in. So if you'd like to experience this, repeat out loud after me if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. By the way, you are speaking to your higher self. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release those words and rest in passive breath and awareness. Just feel the breath come and go, however it wishes. There's no breath control. Tips that will help you do this with greatest effectiveness. I recommend you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Please just rest in passive breath awareness. You're receiving this as a gift, not making it happen from your ego. If you become distracted, we're going to consider a distraction anything other than passive breath awareness. Once you notice that happening, don't fight it. Do not try to change it. Please let that distraction be just as it is with no resistance. Consider the distraction as an uninvited guest. You don't have to give it any further attention. And you just relax your awareness back into the breath very gently, very persistently, as often as needed. Ooh, we got a lot of people in embodied awakening already. Y'all are doing great. By the grace of the divine, I have the ability to feel not only the people on the live call, but those on the recording afterward. So even if you're on the recording, I can tell how you're doing as an overall group. Feeling good. So those of you in embodied awakening, just relax and just chill there. Your presence there makes it easier for everyone else, wherever they may be in space and time relative to you. How do you know you're in embodied awakening? Because four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Those are the qualities of the higher self that can be easily named, and the human part of you experiences that when the higher self merges. Yeah, more people are slipping in, so we'll hold this just a moment longer, give anyone who's not fully into embodied awakening yet a chance to catch up. If you're not yet there, again, passivity is the key. Don't try to make it happen or you'll just shut it down. Relax, just rest in whatever the breath is doing. Just notice the sensation of that. It keeps your mind occupied on a non-mental focus, the breath, which gives the divine space to give you what you invoked. Embodied awakening. We'll leave just a moment longer. Yeah, there's plenty in the field available. So if you're not receiving, you just need to relax some more. Just rest in the breath only. Drop all effort beyond that and just allow yourself to receive it. Your divine self is so happy to give this to you. Yeah. I feel some people finally letting it in. That's beautiful. Just a moment longer. Now, everyone's invited just to relax and be fully passive, not even a focus, just exist. Just be 100% chilled out. Alrighty, I can feel the swirly energy starting. So whether you hit embodied awakening or not, just relax and things are going to start happening. From this point forward, Benjamin doesn't make anything else happen. Benjamin just becomes your empathic tour guide and I report what the divine's already doing. And some of you may notice the events happening even before I speak of them. That's because I'm not making, I'm just reporting. So. Relax. Also, you at times may be experiencing something different than what I am describing. That is perfectly fine. Please do not use effort to match my description. If you're in a different space, just let yourself be in that space. It's very common for individuals to receive customized experiences. It even goes so far if you listen to the same archive recording repeatedly, you probably will have a noticeably different experience every single time. Because every time you come back, you've changed. And the allies are alive and present in real time, even when you're listening to a recording. So they can work with you independently each time, according to your highest good. Oh, yeah. So, and as a final reminder, again, if you're not experiencing what I'm describing, fine, go with what's happening. Just stay passive, let the divine work you. As for myself, I'm experiencing a lot of brain stimulation. There's a lot of energy in my brain. Just allow the brain to be saturated, upgraded. As always, at this point in the process, they are tuning us up, clearing heavy things away, adding consciousness, altered states, new expanded awareness. Whatever sets us up to be of the greatest services will be happening over the next few minutes. So as always, the key in this style of work is to relax, just let it happen on its own. It's a demanding job doing nothing, but I know you're up to it. If your body, like my body's shaking a little bit right now, if your body wants to shake or vibrate, some people when they release will even cry or, you know, just make sounds, whatever your body needs to do is fine. So I just had my first belch. Okay, yeah. We're getting some more intensified energy now. It's kind of vibrating faster, getting stronger, more intense. So we're getting healed. So the divine is churning up whatever heavy energy is in your field that it would serve highest good to release. Yeah, I'm feeling stuff coming out my hands now. So you don't have to invoke the healing invocation here, but know that that's the effect of what's happening. I feel stuff coming out my feet as well. So just a general cleanup, you're getting your, again, your heavy energy flushed out to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Some of the heavy energy may just be transmuted to love and light within you and stay. The divine is very smart about these things. It will do whatever serves your highest good. You don't have to make any decisions, just relax and allow. Some heavy energies release anonymously. You just feel heavy stuff flushing away and no idea what it is. That's fine. Ignorance is bliss in that case. Sometimes you'll get a sense of what it is and let it go anyway. When you relax and trust the wisdom of the divine to flush out or transmute whatever it has chosen, you can rest assured whatever they're flushing away or transmuting does not serve your highest good. They're either needing to release it completely or they're needing to transform whatever that thing is in your life to a higher vibration so it does serve your highest good. I've learned over many years of work that Benjamin fundamentally has no clue what's good for him or what the highest good is, or at least it's true that my higher self has a much better idea of that. So if the higher self sees fit to remove or transmute something, I don't hold on. I just let it go and know that even if I can't conceive of what could possibly come better to replace that, something will. Now they're telling me that they're introducing new heavy energies that are not just yours. So now we're being given the privilege of transmuting the heavy energy of others. Specifically, there are some humans on the planet who are unable or unwilling to clear some things for themselves. And the divine, in its great wisdom, is seeing that that person's highest good will be served by the release of those heavy energies in perfect alignment with that person's karma. And some of that heavy energy is being distributed among us to be flushed and transmuted through our own bodies. And of course, this is obviously serving the greater good of the new awakened earth, because it is the individual awakening of the humans that creates the great shift. The great shift and the rising individual awakenings are one and the same. That's why you cultivating your own awakening and really nurturing and keeping that consistent is of tremendous service to the global awakening. Each being radiates what they're holding to the entire field. That's my basic service strategy, be as awake as I can be, and that allows me to be more clearly and easily guided from within as to what service the divine would have me do. I don't have to go try and figure it out. I'm just given the intuitive downloads as needed. And I know many of you are having the same experience these days. I'm feeling the heavy energy kind of fading out a bit. And I'm noticing a much more expanded consciousness. It feels like my brain is really big, expanded way beyond my body. Okay, I'm sensing some effort in the field. At least one person is trying to make something happen. Please relax out of that and just be, allow. In a setup as sensitive as even one person out of alignment can slow all of us down. So please relax, allow, let go. That's better. It's flowing again. So everyone just relax. We're going deeper into the inner field now, into the bliss realms. And we've already been blended to a degree, but that's increasing now. You may notice that this higher aspect of you is merging with the others on this call in a beautiful field of space, of inner space. No words for it, but it feels really good. Yeah, it's a really sweet field now. It's very large. The way to go deeper into it is just to completely let go. Just be the field. If you're feeling it, just rest in the perception of that energetic beingness. And just relax into it, 100% passive. The human is way out of its depth here. It can't really make decisions. You just have to relax and let the inherent intelligence of the field run its own magic. You don't have to, but it's just super smart. So just enjoy that bliss. And you may notice now that the vast majority of you is not even the body anymore. Most of your consciousness is in this beautiful field. If you have any physical body awareness at all, it's very small. And during these calls, the appropriate percentage of awareness is placed where it's most useful. I promise you'll be nice and strong back in your body when we're done. But right now, just allow yourself to be mostly in this beautiful energetic field. If you're a little more advanced, you may be able to hold multiple points of consciousness, part of you in the body, part of you in the field, maybe, individual points of consciousness here and there elsewhere. The most I've ever had is 5, and they just all kind of unfolded spontaneously. It doesn't take any effort to hold multiple points of awareness. It just happens. So if you're doing that, great. If not, great. Just relax into whatever you're experiencing. Be passive, allow. Yeah. They're now, they've introduced a new frequency. Yeah, it's really nice. Okay, this frequency is linking us with the humans on Earth who need our help. So again, there's nothing we do actively. There's no visualizing. There's no sending through willpower. You're just being. And the very fact that we've showed up, we're in this blended field, a field of service. And the divine is working very subtle magic in very subtle ways, connecting this field with the field of the earth that's being upgraded into the new golden age. And my sense is just the general vibe we're holding is being injected into the entire field overall. It's not so much going to individual humans, it's just adding a new sweet vibration to the entire planetary field. And they're reminding us, as they have so many times before, that there is a special magic that comes when humans do this while they're still in their bodies. And it adds a special flavor of energy that is very helpful to the awakening. They're saying embodied humans have a special energy that is super helpful to other embodied humans who need to be awakened a little more deeply. So that's the alchemy of us embodied humans helping out. Again, I'm feeling my body shaking a little bit, moving some more heavy energy through. It's kind of a mixture now. Some are more about just being in the bliss field. Some are feeling significant heavy energy moving through them. Do not worry where it's coming from. And the divine is very careful only to bring energies through each of us that we're able to handle and that serves highest good of everybody all around. It serves your highest good to process it. Serves the highest good of whatever being is releasing it to let it go. It's all just magically and immaculately orchestrated by the great global intelligence. Which, if you wake up enough, you'll discover is you, just like everything is you. Okay, we just hit a new field. It's very like solid and still, as solid as pure energy can be anyway. And in my physical body, I'm feeling a lot of intense energy in my brain, much stronger than the prior big brain experience we had a few minutes ago. And I'm just relaxing. I'm dual aware. Part of me is feeling this intense field of energy in my human brain system. Part of me is aware in that blended field of spiritual energy. It's all just in my awareness at the same time, easily without effort. Allies, we didn't explicitly say it, but obviously we're here to serve. Please make whatever use of us serves highest good of all and assists in the great awakening on planet Earth. Thank you, allies. It's such a privilege for us all to serve here. As I note in my write-ups, you know, we are served as we serve. And you may be noticing, wow, you do feel some energies processing through you, but you individually are receiving all kinds of awesome energies and experiences in the process of doing this service. Everybody wins on this kind of service. I just picked up a thought form. Someone has equated service with sacrifice and suffering and difficulty. And if you want to do it that way, you go right ahead. But that's not what we're doing here. Our service is joyful and ecstatic and full of bliss. And while there may be moments of challenge if heavy energy is being moved through us, the overall experience is really positive and really joyful. And that's the kind of service we're doing here. Okay, we're all invited to relax out of any effort we're expending. We're invited to really relax fully into this field of being. If we're fully relaxed and blooded into the field, everything will unfold perfectly and spontaneously. Not everyone's quiet with the program that there's nothing to do here except be. And the being is the doing. The human does nothing. The blended field of consciousness does everything. You just relax into that and you'll have the most juicy experience and you'll be at the highest level of service as well. Interesting. They're now using our energy to calm the global field around the U.S. presidential election coming up on Tuesday. Yeah, they're just kind of soothing the field. There's so much intensity in that field, so many stormy opinions and emotions all stirred up. And they're just using our energy to calm that down a little bit, a little more harmony, a little less drama. And remember, even if you're doing this later, even after the election, you're still contributing backwards in time to this helpful field. Once you get beyond the 3D realm, time is all coexistent, all past, future, and present are simultaneous at that level of awareness. Yeah, it's an interesting energy right now, very intense and very blissful all at the same time. So the invitation here is to relax into the intensity. It is strong, but the more you relax, the more easily you'll be able to just experience it fully. They're reminding us no one gets overwhelmed here. Each individual person is being monitored very carefully by their higher self, and no human is allowed to receive more than they can handle. So please, no filtering, no regulating, no guarding. Again, that's my recommendation. You, of course, have free will and can do as you wish, but you will have the best experience if you just relax and allow, trust the divine to bring in just the right amount of juju for you. Nice. Look what happens when we all chill out. The energy gets even sweeter. And it probably bears reminding here, each and every one of you hearing my voice is co-creating this experience. You giving your soul focus to this, just doing the best you can to relax and allow. No one's expected to be perfect, but we do invite your best effort, or more accurately, your best lack of effort. Just enough effort to stay conscious. Feel the energy and allow. There you go. Wow, what a difference it makes when everyone gets in a line like that. Beautifully. Well done. Okay, the Yallers are noting we're doing really well, but they want to take us even to the next level of service. So they want us to experience the least effort needed to hold awareness of what's happening. So everyone, please, for a moment, just drop to no effort at all. Just be, allow whatever arises, just exist for a moment. Good. If at zero effort, you're still fully conscious in the field, then stay at zero effort. If zero effort means you're losing awareness of the field, then add just a teensy tiny amount of effort repeatedly until you gain awareness of the field again, where it's clear and strong in your awareness. And then use no more effort than that. If you're not sure, reduce effort a bit, see if you still have awareness, and you can kind of play back and forth a little more, a little less, until you'll just feel that sweet spot just magically be there. And then you'll know exactly how much energy to hold if you need any. So again, if zero effort is keeping you here, zero is best if it works. If not, then play a little bit with the effort level and just use the bare minimum that keeps you in the awareness of what's happening. Yeah, take a moment, wiggle back and forth, just find that sweet spot of just barely enough effort to be aware of what's happening. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The field shifted so beautifully. Well done, guys. So that feels really sweet. So let's just hang out here. Yeah, we just expanded to a new level. And then it pulled back. Relax. Okay, some people were surprised by that new energy. Just relax into it, please. And it'll ease in a little more gently this time. There we go. Nice. Just relax into it. Allow yourself to get bigger, fluffier, a little more deep into the divine. And as soon as we do, that energy starts beaming back to Earth. Beaming is not the right word. It just saturates the field. It's like we're here and we're there on the planet Earth at the same time. There's no distance. Yeah, us being in the field just immediately shifts the Earth's frequency. And again, they're bringing this calmness in to kind of chill out some of this pre-election energy on Earth, especially around the US presidential election. There's plenty of other challenging energies too, but they're putting a little special focus on that one. This will be our final Awakening Plus event before the election itself next Tuesday, November 3rd. Nice. Sweet spot, everybody. Well done. Let's just rest here for a moment. If you're new to this, it may seem strange that we just sit here and apparently do nothing and it's somehow helpful. But again, having led processes somewhat along these lines for years, it has taken years for the divine to kind of fine-tune this into this very subtle service method. And again, this is the style they like us to work in, just really relaxed, really allowing. And now I'm starting to feel the physical body a little more prominent. I think they're possibly going to settle us back in. We'll see. So right now I'm having a real strong dual awareness now, physical body awareness, and again that vast divine field is still very much in my awareness as well. See if you can't feel both at the same time. As we're very subtly, very gradually transitioned into our bodies. And as often happens, they're bringing this exquisite field of energy into your physical body. Yep. And the cells of the body are just starting to be saturated. They're going to very gently and very mindfully start saturating you with this energy. They're going to be very attentive to how your body responds. They're only going to give you as much of this as you can comfortably assimilate, no more. But they will stretch you just a little bit. Again, to get the maximum benefit, I invite you to relax fully. It is a little intense, it's not too much. Just let them saturate you. Trust that they know just the right amount. Yeah, well done. Just let them do their work here. This is part of your reward for service well given. And of course, it's if you work to maintain consistency with this new field in your daily life, next time you come to do more service, you'll be even more service capable. So it's a huge win on all fronts. By showing up to serve, we're upgraded, we're healed, we're awakened more deeply, which lets us serve better. So it's totally in the divine's interest to keep upgrading us so we can be more helpful to the great awakening on the planet. So now I am even more physical body aware. A little more awareness in the body now, but the body isn't the same, of course. It's now feeling very different with all these new energies saturating it. Just a moment longer. Relax, let them kind of soak that beautiful energy into you. Yeah, very nice. I feel pretty solid in my body, and yet again, still aware of a lot of that sweet energy. And it's 10 to 9. We've been going about 50 minutes, tiny bit less. Okay, my eyes are open. Well done, guys. Sweet. Righty. So I believe that is that round. And as always, I invite at this point your questions, comments, whether you want to speak out loud. Let me make sure the, yep, you can unmute yourself on the call. So if you'd like to just hit your little microphone icon with a slash through it and unmute yourself, we'll be able to hear you. If you have a camera and would like to turn it on, we'd love to see you too if you're open to that. Or you can just type in the chat window, or like most people, you can do neither because you're too spaced out to do any of that. But if you want to, you can. And again, at this point, don't get into just, I'm just waiting for someone to talk. I invite you to continue relaxing into your body and field if you're not kind of gearing up to share. There's a lot of sweet energy here. There's 25 people on the live call. Thank you all, each and everyone, for coming. Patricia typed, that was awesome. Thanks. Thank you, Patricia, for the feedback. As I have been saying a lot, this Thursday night event is one of my favorite times of the week. To do such beautiful service with so many people is really awesome. Okay, Nikki just typed, lovely pulsing throughout my whole body. Sweet. And Vanessa types, blissful, and has three little bowing monks. And Gina types, woo, I still feel 50 feet wide, ha ha. Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Vanessa. Yeah, good stuff. Okay, we'll leave just a moment more for any feedback. And of course, if you have something to share and you're just too spaced out, you're on the call live, you're always welcome to reply to any of the emails you get from me and let me know. I'm always delighted to have your feedback. Risa typed a bit of magical forest energy at the end. She even put a little tree icon on there to make the point. Gina, again, typing, definitely felt a lot of heavy, heavy energy move through. Thank you for processing that, Gina. Yeah, they just blend it all up in a beautiful little mix. Little hoochah here, hoochah's heavy energy, little illumination there, sometimes both. It's good stuff. And Anjuli types, lots of physical clearing for me. Glad to hear that. Awesome. And Sandra is typing, yawned during most of the experience, felt kind of cold at a certain point, very difficult to open my eyes. Thank you, so beautiful. Yeah, I yawned quite a bit myself. That's an energetic release. Cold. I've had so many ceremonial experiences where I was hot or cold or, who knows sometimes why the body's doing what it's doing, but it's all part of the process. Brandy types, can you explain, speak about the sing, chant, Pachamama, et cetera, part that you begin and end events with? Yes, I totally can. That's a carryover from shamanic traditions I studied earlier in my progression. The path of the Pachacuti Mesa, as taught by Oscar Mira Casada, uses those four. This, and then this is from the Peruvian tradition. And the city of Cusco is laid out in a certain way, and the chant is aligned with the physical layout of that city, which was designed as a jaguar, if you look at it aerially. So Pachamama is the earth, and in this that particular style, it's the south. Mama Kia is the ocean, the water in the west, because when you're in Cusco, the ocean is to your west. Viracocha is the air, because in Cusco to the north are mountains, so air high stuff is that energy. Then let's see, Pachamama, Mama Key, Viracocha, Inti is the east. Inti is their word for sun, INTI, so that's where the sun rises. So we sing for fire in the east. And then Quichi is the center. Quichi, and that kind of brings all the energies into a central energy. So I don't use the same melody that the Pachacuti Mesa path uses, and that those call directions are in other related paths that spun off from that. But I keep using the directions to honor them. It brings in the elemental forces. And it also, I mean, I don't know if y'all felt it tonight, but after I sang those five words, the energy was really juicy already, just singing the directions. They are beings, they are consciousness. In the Law of One teachings, Ra says, you know, you begin at first density, where you're just fire, earth, air, or water. And you actually go through quite a long time just as an element as you begin your incarnational journey. So that's, I hope that makes some sense. As you can probably tell, my initial work incorporates a bunch of different stuff, and I'm very much a polyglot. I'll work from any tradition, any element of that tradition, as long as it serves the greater collective good of what we're doing. There's a lot of beauty everywhere. Great question. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Oh, I realize I have been failing to remind you how to do the embodied awakening invocation on your own, but I recently put up something that will help you with that. If you are not yet a member of Awakening Plus and you go to astroshaman.com, my main website, and you go to services, then one of the pull downs says invocations, or even simpler. Let's keep it even simpler. If you're on astroshaman.com, the last word in the menu bar is the word invocations. If you click that, there's a new thing there now, and it says free invocation masterclass. And if you go through there, you can, you know, put in your name and your email, and you'll get access to a series of six lessons. Each one has a video, an audio, and a full transcription. And in those six lessons, I teach you everything you need to know to do the embodied awakening invocation, to do the healing invocation, the two just bedrock tools of the invocation system. And there's a video to explain it. There's a video where I actually talk you through it step by step. And the sixth video is how to integrate it into your daily life. So rather than me verbalizing that on these calls, know that now you've got that, and it is so much better than the long post I had up there for years before that. That had a lot of, I'm not even going to go into all the reasons that was needing improving, but it's gone now, and these six videos are much better. Of course, if you're an Awakening Plus member, then you have access to not only those first six videos, but 10 more, a 16-part series that goes deep, deep, deep on how to use the invocations even way beyond just for healing and awakening. So that resource is now available, and that if you want to know how to use these invocations in your daily life, those resources will help you. What else? And just as a timely reminder, here it is, October 29, 2020. On November 15, I'm going to launch a new version of Awakening Plus. The current level will still be there. There'll be two new levels with lots more juicy benefit and features. And I'll make your way till then for it, because I'm still putting the fine touches on it. But I'm super excited to be expanding this membership in a really powerful way. And there will be a lot more courses. That 16-part video series is just the first. There will be many more. So anyway, I'm going on and on. So let me wrap it up here. Last call for any feedback in the text window or by live voice. All right. One last huge thank you. I'm feeling such gratitude in my heart for each and every one of you who has showed up, whether you were live or on the recording. It makes such a difference. Final words. The way I set this up is most of the live calls are free to anyone who shows up. If you want to get the archive recordings, you do need to be an Awakening Plus member. There's now over 270 events in the archive, everyone just as powerful as a recording as it was live. If you want to work with me solo, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. You can learn all about my services at astroshaman.com if you are interested. And May typed, thanks to all, beautiful field and experience. Thank you, beloved, for being part of the field. You definitely added good energy to the experience. Thank you. All right, so let's wrap it up. Please close your eyes and we'll do the final checkout, so to speak. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti, Kwi. Allies, thank you for this beautiful experience. You're so awesome every single time. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you remain with anyone who's been part of this experience for as long as it serves their highest good for you to be there. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And be called to verbalize the things I request when I do my solo sittings, in case this is helpful to hear for any of you. Allies, I request the following from you always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Maximum embodied awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum service to the great collective, maximum abundance on all levels so that service may continue to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate? And to whom? And that's it. Thanks once again to everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll be back again next Thursday for our next Awakening Plus event. Thanks so much for being here. Namaste.